Pope Benedict XVI began the week of prayer for Christian unity with an ecumenical delegation from Finland. They come to Rome every year in honor of their patron, St. Henrik. Most of the people in Finland belong to the Lutheran confession, and Pope Benedict spoke about Catholic-Lutheran dialogue.
The Lutheran-Catholic Dialogue Commission in Finland and Sweden continues to consider the joint declaration on justification. This year, we celebrate the 10th anniversary of the significant statement, and the Commission is now studying its implications and the possibility of its reception. Under the theme justification in the life of the Church, the dialogue is taking even fuller account of the nature of the Church as the sign and instrument of the salvation brought about in Jesus Christ, and not simply a mere assembly of believers or an institution with various functions. Your pilgrimage to Rome takes place within the Pauline year, the 2000th anniversary of the birth of the Apostle to the nations, whose life and teaching were tirelessly committed to the unity of the Church. St. Paul reminds us of the marvelous grace we have received by becoming members of Christ's body through baptism. The Church is this mystical body of Christ, and is continuously guided by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and the Son. It is only based on this incarnational reality that the sacramental act of the Church as a communion in Christ can be understood. A consensus with regard to the profoundly Christological and pneumatological implications of the mystery of the Church would prove a most promising basis for the Commission's work.